And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn. You're listening to Inside Europe. Northern Ireland's power-sharing devolved government has been revived after a three-year hiatus. David Hunter is news editor at Q Radio in Northern Ireland. Hello, David.
Hi, Keith.
Now, this is a big deal for Northern Ireland. Can you briefly just bring us up to speed on the Assembly to begin with?
Yeah, so this has been quite a long time coming, but the background to Northern Ireland is, of course, that it's had a long and very troubled and violent history. That's largely been down to sort of sectarian violence and tension between the nationalist and unionist communities here. So to give a bit of history, in 1998 we reached an agreement called the Good Friday Agreement, which largely brought peace to Northern Ireland. In terms of what that means, we've developed a government away from the main UK Westminster government, and that will make local decisions for Northern Ireland. But for that to work, it's been set up on the basis of power sharing. So the largest nationalist and unionist parties have to work together to form a new government. So the last government here collapsed in 2017, and that was around an issue of a green energy scandal that went massively over budget. And there was already brewing tensions there over things like the Irish language, for example. So it's been a long road since the last government collapsed to now getting power sharing restored. I mean, in between times, the then Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness died. We've of course had all the drama with Brexit. So one of the parties here, the DUP, has also been in government in Westminster, so they have MPs there as well as their MLAs at Stormont. So their MPs were propping up the UK government under Theresa May because, of course, she didn't have a clear majority in the House of Commons. So that caused more tensions here as well. So we've really seen this process sort of escalate in the past few weeks. Boris Johnson got a majority government, so he no longer needs the DUP. And so a renewed effort was put into a talks process here. And exactly 3 years and a day since the institutions collapsed, a deal was reached just last week to restore devolution. So Sinn Féin and the DUP signed up to a proposal which was put to them by both the British and Irish governments. They, of course, worked together to ensure that peace is sort of stable in Northern Ireland. And, of course, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, was full of praise for the parties after they reached that huge agreement.
What's so great about today is Northern Ireland politicians have put aside their differences, stepped up to the plate and shown leadership. And that is a fine thing and the right thing.
So some elements of that new deal may still prove controversial, David.
Yeah, and noticeably the issue of legacy and dealing with the past in Northern Ireland has sort of been the big stumbling block, I think, about getting the part of this deal over the line. As I said, we've had a very violent, turbulent past here. Still a lot of issues surrounding from that. And I mean, sort of many years on from the Good Friday Agreement, for example, we still have some of the highest suicide rates in the UK. There's ongoing criminal elements who are linked to that past violence. And of course, the question of how do we get victims and their families the truth, and where's the line when it comes to prosecutions? So part of this deal aims to ensure that no former British soldiers, for example, will face any prosecution where there is no new evidence. So the Prime Minister is saying that to do so without new evidence would be vexatious. But people who have had loved ones killed by British soldiers here say that they should be facing prosecution where it's due. Then you have things like legacy inquests. I mean, people who died maybe 30, 40 years ago in Northern Ireland, their inquests are yet to take place in the courts. That's for a whole range of reasons, obviously, but one that we see time and time again is the security forces and the police not wanting to release historic files around those incidents. The excuse that they will give for that is that it's a national security risk about some of the details. So there has been a plan worked out. The Lord Chief Justice hopes to get through those cases in 5 or 6 years. But at the time when he was setting up that plan, he said it would need something like £150 million to complete. So there is some funding included in this new deal to try and deal with some of those issues around legacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the things that's just happened is same-sex marriage and abortion are now both legal in Northern Ireland. And Sinn Féin are said to have deliberately delayed their re-entry into this power-sharing executive until those two things had been introduced by default, and it's something we've spoken about before. But is that the case, that Sinn Féin deliberately delayed?
That's kind of a feeling on the street, but of course Sinn Féin would deny that, and they'd say they were ready to go into government the entire time in Northern Ireland. the truth of it is, essentially, the government was overruled here on those issues. It's supposed to be a devolved issue to be made in Northern Ireland. But basically, while the UK government was setting things like a budget for Northern Ireland to keep making sure that public services could continue during that 3 years where there was no government here, MPs started to add little bits on. So some of them started to add in things like the same-sex marriage bill, the abortion bill, and they were basically saying that these were issues which were already going through the courts. Some of them had reached the UK's highest court, the Supreme Court, and it was very likely that the court was going to say the laws need to be changed in Northern Ireland on these issues for human rights or for healthcare reasons. So these MPs basically said it was also a tension point between the two big parties here. They were taking that away. They were removing the stumbling block so that the current sort of talks process that was ongoing could try and clear a path for an agreement.
And Boris Johnson was in Northern Ireland during the week, David, and I know he has prioritised investing in health services, which have been hit by a wave of recent nurses' strikes.
Yeah, it's one of the big issues that was described as being in crisis during the sort of 3 years where we had no government. One local newspaper asked the Prime Minister if he was simply here on a publicity stunt or for a bit of a photo opportunity. He denied that, of course, but in many ways it seemed that he was, because he was very light on detail when he was here. The government did pledge finances as part of this deal to get devolution running again, but Boris wouldn't give us an exact figure when he was here. So it emerged after he had left that the money on the table is £2 billion, but £1 billion of that had already been allocated to Northern Ireland, so there's only £1 billion of new money, and the parties had been hoping for more to address things like the healthcare crisis. It's left some of the parties quite angry, to be honest. The new First Minister, Arlene Foster, and of course, as we said earlier, her DUP party was propping up the Conservative government in Westminster, but she's adamant that she will hold Boris Johnson to account and will try and get more money from him.
He must deliver, because if we have stepped up to the plate in relation to the political agreement, he put forward an agreement, he asked us to sign up to it. We have all signed up to it and come into a multi-party executive. Therefore, it is now incumbent upon the Prime Minister to step up to the plate in relation to financial resources.
So you heard there from Arlene Foster, she's clearly not happy about things. And there seems, although we have an agreement, there's still a little bit way to go.
David, thank you.
All right, Keith.